Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Welcome back, boys and girls. You're listening to The Hardline, 590 The Fan, KFNS, and 590TheFan.com. I am former Missouri wide receiver TJ Moe alongside John Hadley and the voice of the Slew Billikens, Bob Ramsey, who, before we go any further, has to tell us about his friends and all of our friends over at Royal Banks.
I want to tell you about lunch. TJ and I had lunch with Mitch Baden, COO of Royal Banks of Missouri, and he played football at Mizzou, and so he and TJ had a lot of stories to tell, knock it back and forth. But the story Royal Banks has to tell right now is the Boo Bear Drive that's going on through the 23rd. I say just through the 23rd because what Royal Banks is doing is collecting stuffed animals to give to kids. And by the end of the day on the 23rd, it still gives them time to get them in the hands of kids for Christmas. What kids, you may ask?
What kids?
Thank you. The kids that might not otherwise have a lot to smile about on Christmas Day. The new stuffed animals, the new bears that you donate to Royal Banks of Missouri, go to the children's hospitals that treat kids who are battling cancer. The slightly used bears are cleaned up and they're given to kids at children's shelters. But none of the donations go to waste. The stuffed animals that are deemed too used, well, they even go to the Humane Society for the pups and the dogs and the whoever at the Humane Society, so those they have toys too. It is the Boo Bear Drive. Drop your stuffed animal off to any of 11 Royal Banks locations. We'll take it from there. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Raymer. Mitch is really interesting and very funny.
Great guy.
I like him a lot.
The best.
We have incoming texts flying from our friend, the singular host of the Cam Jansen program.
Yes, in fact, Cam makes a point. And when he's on his game, I tend to agree with him in that you always have to keep in mind that when he's on the ice and he's healthy, that Petro, when he's on, can control the whole game with minutes, puck possession, defensive skill that is undeniable with offensive capabilities like you would find in Calgary that are undeniable.
Ben Berube taught that to him.
And that's just pretty much what he was saying. No, he's right. I mean, the problem is, do we get the best of Petro? But I got to be honest with you, Cam. If I could trade Petro tomorrow, I would. Because I'm just not going to give him a big contract, and he has a big contract coming up soon.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to extend him for an extended period of time. Somebody will overpay him. I would trade Petro as soon as I had the opportunity for the right price.
And I know you're not saying this, but to clarify for listeners, you're not using the phrase get rid of a guy. You got to try and get value.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as you do that, then that's right. What you've got to do moving forward if the club thinks the same way you do.
Right. And that's, like I said at the end, you know, at the right price.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, because I honestly do believe that for Schwartz and for Petro, that you have two guys that you can get premium return on. I honestly believe that. And again, I don't want to trade Schwartz, but I think you almost have to based on his injury. His inability to stay on the ice over the last couple of years with any sense of regularity. You know? I mean, the only other guy that makes sense that I don't want to get rid of, though, is Braden Schenn.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't either.
Because he only has 1 year left. But again, that's the biggest problem, I guess, that I have with the Blues is at some point in time when it comes to these type players, they have to figure out whether or not they fit into their future view and not wait until the end and overpay for guys or have to give too much term. I mean, they should make it literally, they should be making a decision on Schenn right now. Mm-hmm. And if he's part of our future, they need to find a way to get him wrapped up. They need to find a way to get what, seriously. Mm-hmm. Because if not, once again, you're wasting time.
Yeah, don't let him get to the open market. You usually have to pay a lot more.
Well, and the other thing is, if he's not, and you're out of the playoffs, you're getting a huge return for Braden Schenn at the trading deadline. I guarantee it. Somebody will pay you, overpay you, for Braden Schenn.
That's right. Make sure that you guys go check out Cam Jansen and the Cam Jansen Show tonight at Anheuser-Busch, where the Brewery Lights will be. It would not be the holidays without the lights, the Brewery Lights at historic Anheuser-Busch, featuring two new activities for the kids this year: nightly screenings of Frosty the Snowman on the outside movie screen, and a kids zone featuring the Brewery Lights Express train. All aboard for family fun. They have over a million lights. How about that? The traditions of the Budweiser Clydesdales. You can roast some s'mores if you want to. Go ice skating. Why not? And it's all happening under the glow of the Budweiser sign. And it's a holiday tradition unlike any other. If you guys have been down there, you know what I'm talking about. Come on out for the free walking tours and stay for all the festivities every Thursday. That is tonight to Sunday, November 15th. All the way through December 30th. So you got a lot of time to go enjoy that. Don't waste any more time. Go hang out with Cam Jansen tonight for that Cam Jansen program. Brewery Lights in Anheuser-Busch, where holiday magic is always brewing. For more information, visit brewerylights.com. Enjoy responsibly, John Hadley. Budweiser Lager Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. I think when Petro's at his very best, I would put him in front of Tarasenko on that list. I think I would still take Jaden Schwartz at his very best over Petro.
That's a tough call. It's not one you ever have to really make, but that's a tough call just in the context of your question.
It's amazing how far down the list Tarasenko can slip for being a guy that you're paying $7.5 million and is supposed to be your 40 to 50 goal scorer.
It's sort of subtle, but if you look at his numbers, they continue to decrease. It's not dramatic, but it's enough now that if you really compare. Since the 40-goal season, I mean, just a little bit of a decline, a little bit of a decline, a little bit of a decline. It shouldn't be there at his age. It really shouldn't.
No, it's
attitude, and man.
Again, that's a concern. That's why this team is truly just like one huge enigma wrapped in a riddle. And yet, I would not be remotely surprised to see them sneak into the playoffs. I'm telling you, I still would not.
There's a lot of hockey to play yet.
And more than that, he doesn't look like he's doing everything he should be that a star player should be doing. But the numbers, the underlying numbers tell you that Tarasenko's getting in the dangerous areas where he should be scoring at the exact same rate that he did on those that he did those 40-goal seasons. He's getting in the slot, he's getting in front of the net, and he's getting shots in that spot at a high rate. But that season, his shot percentage was around 14-16%.
Mm-hmm.
This season, it's hovering at 8-10%.
That's right.
His finishing is just simply not there. And Cam used an example last night where a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, every practice, bag of pucks, out in front of the goal, boom, 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 picking corners. Tarasenko is with the rest of the guys just into the locker room at the end of practice. Is that where the line is between a guy being great and being good, that extra practice time afterwards, and that 3 or 4 percentage points of scoring on the ice? Where would the Blues be this year if he has 7 more goals across the last 25 games?
Couple games anyway.
Yeah, the other thing is he's getting the same places, but that doesn't mean he's getting the same quality looks, and I would argue that he's not. And the quality looks is largely his creation, what he does when he gets the puck in those areas. He has spent a lot of time this year throwing the puck right at the chest of the goaltender. And that's something he didn't do a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's finishing. I mean, it's right. Just when you're making it too easy for the goalie, and to that point, I'm glad you said it, because the numbers actually say he isn't missing the net a lot.
Right.
The numbers, I think he only has like 27 full misses of the net this season. Mm-hmm. So he's not actually missing the net a lot. It is, you're right, he's just not making the shots in the dangerous areas. He's not turning them into dangerous shots.
Correct.
Step, you're a millennial. Don't use the word numbers. The metrics in the hood.
We can talk about some more good metrics here shortly. First, I got to tell you about
the metrics in the hood. Now, that's never been said outside of a mayor's room.
First, I got to tell you about the Cardinals holiday ticket packs, and they start at $54. I would recommend them. They are on sale now. The bobblehead pack. John likes bobbleheads. In fact, when he walks around, he kind of looks like a bobblehead.
Wow.
They have giveaway dates that are to be announced. They have Ozuna, Molina, Stan Redd, a whole lot more. So get your John Hadley bobblehead. Make sure you check out the weekend packs. They have a couple different ones. One of them has 5 weekend games and a matchup with Albert Pujols and the Angels. The other one has a sweatshirt blanket. So I'm not sure if I like Albert better or the sweatshirt blanket. I may just go ahead and buy them both. They are both 5 weekend games. Then, of course, the Friday pack, John. You like Friday games. That's a 5-pack, including showdowns with the Angels and the Cubs. And then back by popular demand, and this is because John couldn't get enough t-shirts, so he called 10,000 times till they brought it back. That is the 6-game pack featuring one game per month, all of which are part of the T-shirt of the month promotional giveaway. That is your St. Louis Cardinals, who have earned enough of your attention with the singular trait of Paul Goldschmidt that you need to show up and go see it.
I love it, dude. I love it. And I just have a point, though. Bobbleheads have short legs, they're chubby, and they have a big head. What do I... Oh,
never mind.
Never mind.
Anyway, continue. You're right. So that is good stuff. We did not hit on the Cardinals today, but we know
picked
this.
Up a couple Rule 5 guys that may or may not we may or may not ever hear their names again. Maybe we will.
The Rule 5 guys were not, at least the way I understand it here. The Cardinals lost one player, according to Jen Langosh, in the Rule 5 draft. I did not see that they picked any up on the professional side of the Rule 5.
I thought
draft.
They didn't lose anybody.
They did not. They lost one per Jen Langosh said the Cardinals. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. They did not lose anybody in the Rule 5 draft.
And grab two? Did I see that?
Let's go, Steven.
They grabbed two guys?
The STLtoday.com headline is Cardinals lose pitcher Chris Ellis in Rule 5 draft, but nab a reliever and a shortstop.
Thank so you. We That's were both wrong and half right.
And I have it in front of me, and okay. I just can't read. It is I'm reading about Chris Ellis. They lost him, a right-handed pitcher. They did not lose anyone else in the major league portion of the Rule 5 draft.
So you're looking forward to seeing where rush the ball tonight, Steven?
Well, TJ and I and Steven are going to have our own little club.
Guys, okay? this is the part of the show where you just got to pick me up, okay? the Cardinals took Alberto Truenfeld from the Angels in the minor
that
league.
That sounds like a made-up name.
Of the Rule 5 draft. So
I don't think that's a real guy.
Apparently there is a minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft, but I thought the intent of the Rule 5 draft was mostly that you had to go put them on your 40-man roster, so apparently they are separated into two. And that is the look there. By the way, hey, a week from today, we're going to be at 909 Public House, boys and girls. Make sure you come check that out. Raymer, do you know your schedule? You're going to be back out there? That's a place I would not recommend missing.
I'm in Monday through Thursday next week.
So you'll be here?
Yo.
You bet. Yeah. Good. So we will be there. John, you hadn't been there yet, and every time we go there, you're like, oh, I'm going to make it out this time. In fact, I'm going to set my meetings up there. And you hadn't
you really
made
should.
It yet.
You really should.
Oh, boy.
As far as you know.
Okay.
As far as you know.
Right. Do you know where it is? It's sure. out in Wentzville, Missouri. I would check it out. It's worth... Yeah, I don't care if you are on the Illinois side. It is worth the drive, I promise you. And it's... I moved even closer into the city than I already was. O'Fallon's pretty close to the City Rock. So I moved into the St. Charles area.
Don't.
What's
don't,
this problem,
Don't start
Raymer?
With this, all right? I moved closer to the city. You also moved closer to Chicago, but you're not phrasing it that way, are you?
I did move closer to Chicago.
A little closer to Canada.
To Chicago, yeah.
Slightly
it was...
closer to New York, but yet here you're not phrasing it that way, which is odd to me.
I wasn't going to New York. But I was closer to Chicago, which helped. I went to Chicago.
You did just go to Chicago.
Yes.
That's right.
That's exactly the way I phrased it when I was talking about going to Chicago.
What did it save you? 15 minutes each way?
Yeah, yep, definitely did.
That's nice. Hey,
that's a half hour. That's a little bit gas.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
These things add up over their lifetime.
No,
by the
doubt.
Way, Missouri right now, I don't know if this is recent as of today, but as of like 3 days ago, Missouri has the lowest gas prices in America.
I love it.
That's pretty good, huh? The highest gas prices, I think, were Hawaii, so which makes sense. How do you get the oil over there? You know what I mean? It's not
that's right. They got lots of lava.
They do. They do. Rock, did we hit all of our lives?
I don't know what that means. I just said it.
We
Sorry.
Did. All right. So make sure you come hang out with us at all the places that we're going. This has been a fun show. Stephen A. Smith, rest in peace to your career. I'm sorry. That's a rough go of it. Perhaps you should go back to picking fights with Kevin Durant. That'd be my best advice. He is an NBA guy. That there is, and he has like legit sources. I know everybody on TV acts like they have sources, but Stephen A. has legit NBA sources.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Rock
got to recover.
Rock is just happy.
Like that Stephen A. Smith. He had this little like resurgence where all of a sudden ESPN was putting him in all these different little roles, and they were having him go on these travel shows, and they were they were letting him kind of come out of his shell and just yell and scream and do whatever he wants, and then he just really hits a wall with this one, and I'm kind of bummed out because I was in there for crazy out of nowhere
You're Stephen A. guy?
Smith. No, I was becoming one over the last month or two, because if you started watching some of his stuff, he kind of has been very let it go, having fun. Not so much yelling angry, but more like having fun, joking around.
Yeah.
And he's also at the same time, the way he came after Kevin Durant was, I thought, hilarious, where he was like, I wish I was a reporter, and some player told me I don't have to talk to you. I wish I was still reporting. His reaction to little things like that, I think he's had a great 2 months, and it kind of bums me out to see him really hit a wall like this.
Remember his other Kevin Durant thing? I don't remember how I phrased it exactly, but
you do not want to make an enemy out of me, Kevin Durant.
I kind of respect that too, only because I also know, because of what you're talking about, he might be one of the few journalists left these days who can actually levy a threat like that, and you might actually be like, okay, you could actually probably do some damage to a guy in the long run, because you know power brokers.
Well, tell that to James Harden, who pays people to beat up other people.
That's not the only thing James Harden pays people to do. That's why I'm going to leave it there.
John pays people to do that.
Clean
too.
The house?
That's different.
Probably that too.
No, but it's the same person.
Wash the car?
Same person, typically.
To clean his house of what I'm talking about, he needs a very pricey cleaner.
Oh, wow. I don't know what that means, but this has been fun. Good show today, boys and girls. We will be back as a team on Monday.
Monday
should be a lot of fun. So enjoy what is going to be a spectacularly fun weekend of football. John Hadley and I will be in here for an hour tomorrow together, breaking it down. And also enjoy the game tonight. The Chargers and the Chiefs. I can't wait to see Hunter Henry go one-on-one with Derek Johnson.
The matchup that I'm looking for. No, never mind.
I can't wait to see it. And Spencer Ware. He's good. By the way, we didn't even point this out. I don't think Tyreek Hill is guaranteed to play either. So he may have whiffed on everything
except
Pat Mahomes.
He's been going in practices. He's projected to play.
Yeah.
Thank God for my fantasy playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing he may have actually 100% gotten true on that is that Pat Mahomes is a good football player, which my 3-year-old nephew can also get that one right this year. Hey, thank you all for hanging out with us. It's been a lot of fun today. I swear we will talk some Cardinals at some point in the future, but this was just too fun to pass up today. So, Frank Penny, Large Morning Show in the afternoon coming up next, and the Cam Jansen Show down at AB. Do not miss that. Should be a lot of fun. You guys have a great night and a great weekend. See ya.